Hey everybody, you're listening to the Shapeless Mask Podcast. The Maskcast for a podcast on
Shapeless Mask. Here we go, do it!
Welcome to podcast number 9.
Is it 9 already?
9?
We should play that song.
Number 9?
See, number 9.
Turn me on, dead man. This is the Turn Me On, Dead Man version of the Shapeless Mask podcast, the Maskcast, as Mr. Pierce likes to call it. And we have our first return guest. What's up, Snoop Toddy Todd?
Not much, EBA. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. And you know who we are. And
who am I?
So... you don't know who you are?
Too did bad. You see that Jackie Chan movie, Who Am I?
Did you ever see a Kentucky Fried movie?
I did, yeah.
Have you ever seen Jackie Chan drunk at a concert?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Not this year.
I'm pretty
I saw
sure
Drunken Master.
I know, but drunking at a concert in some
not drunk
country.
Drunking.
Drunking.
We're actually inventing a new drunking. Word. We're inventing a new word for what Jackie Chan was at the concert. He was so drunk. He was. It's like keeping a crunk, you know. Like, what's up? I'm getting drunken. You know what I'm saying? I'm drunk in the place.
Yeah, that's what Mel Gibson was. He's drunk gang.
That's right.
And then he spewed out all sorts.
And
of
And then he started beating up Jesus.
Yeah, basically.
Hi, how's it going? Oh,
you know,
and based off that, if you want to, you can send hate mail off that response with this handy-dandy little thing that we have. Ding, ding.
Hi, kids. Please remember to send all emails to SirMildredPierce@gmail.com and EBAOFBN@gmail.com. Thanks.
That is todd.souls@gmail.com. Okay. Thank you for the hate mail.
And so you can check Mr. Souls out on the web at
asitfallsdown.com.
Thank you.
Nothing more, just a blog right now. But
you can visit us, of course, at podcast.shapelessmask.com or at shapelessmask.com where I live. Mm. Or at...
You can go to my MySpace page at myspace.com/SirMildredPierce.
Yeah, that's
good. That's my favorite place.
God, I hate MySpace. Okay, so Sir Mildred Pierce apparently doesn't have a real website because he's a loser. And
yeah, but I have more friends than you.
Yeah. Do we have any emails this week?
No, I don't think we did.
Any comments?
There was one guy. Did you see that one guy?
No, I haven't checked.
I think it was our first hate mail, actually.
Really? We got hate mail?
Yeah.
You're kidding me. Why did we get hate mail?
It was on the comments.
Oh, it wasn't hate mail. It was a comment?
Yeah, it was
and
hate,
you let it through?
Hate comment. Well, of course.
Okay.
It was
what
like
does it say?
Spam or something.
What does it say?
I'm loading it up here. So let's see what it says.
I'm excited.
It's all spelled funny too.
Like leet speak spell.
Not really leet speak, but that whole kind of.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Spelling.
Yeah. It's more addressed to me, but he does say that.
What?
Well, it's loading. Hopefully.
The anticipation is
the
killing
internet's,
me.
The internet's going a little slow, I think. Yeah, I found it. Okay, yeah. Joe192 is his name, at hotmail.com.
That's a babe name right there.
If you want to... A what?
The babes flock to that.
Just because he's private.
Did you just give out his email address?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care. I'll give it
he
out.
He did post it on the website.
His IP address is 206.24.48.1.
Wow.
Anyway, he says... I'm trying to think of an accent to
it was like, a deep southern accent.
Reanimated is forgettable. Fools, you both stupid as hell. That shit's the bomb diggity mom's in your fucking face, biatch. That's the comment?
See that? Yeah. I don't know if to take that as an insult or... I wouldn't know how to take that.
Let's see. The animator is forgettable. Question. Oh, okay. Fools, you both. That shit's the bomb diggity. Mom's.
Yeah,
what?
It really kind of gets even weirder at the end there.
Mom's in your fucking face, bitch. That's got to be somebody we know.
I don't know.
That's got to be somebody we know. So. That's great. Well, thanks, Joe, for your feedback. I'm glad you're listening. And, you know, I agree with you. Reanimator is not forgettable.
Do you agree that we're both stupid as hail?
Does it say hail?
Yeah.
Like the frozen water?
Yeah.
Hail?
Hail, I would imagine is that
it's
smart.
Not even like, it's not actual hail, but H-A-I-L?
H-A-I-L.
Well, you know, hail, it doesn't exactly possess like brain cells, so like, it is an apt metaphor.
Dumb as ice.
Yeah. We're dumb as blocks of ice. So we're going to play a song by Sage Francis. This is called The Time of My Life.
Awesome.
Consider me to be a fly on the wall with a bird's eye view. I stare as my birth time drew near. The only earth I knew reared me in a world I grew to fear. I do appear quite new to warm, and I'm like, what's up with the lice and the white uniforms? You're damn right, you're truly wrong when a hand strikes the newly born. I can't fight, I'm truly scorned, in a man's life the duty's gone. I was scared to fright through the storm, I'm prepared to write a mutiny song. It's a miracle, Lord, damn, my dick is long. Oh, that's just the umbilical cord. Clip, snip, snip, and now it's gone along with my foreskin. One of the awful things they do to the offspring. The sting is lessened by the drug they pump into my miniature body. Making orthotics just that quick is their signature hobby. An infamous robbery, and if I'm not careful, then my shaft will break. It's got me coming up with creative ways to masturbate. I want to be held, but my father rebelled and my mother's unconscious. I went from a dark bliss to some boxes. It's obnoxious the way the doctors poke and prod. Seriously, I can barely function. This is my first out-of-body experience in alien abduction. I'm barely a munchkin after just minutes of labor. They're putting my tiny footprints on some birth certificate paper. My first in a hell of isolation began in an incubator. To think of it later, slice open my wrist and check the microchip data. They didn't capture it on beta, film, or audio. The year made me a dragon, the month made me a Scorpio. The weak, feeble, helpless baby boy cried for night. But that day was the time of my life. But that day was the time of my life. But that day, what that day was the time of my life. But that day, but that day, but that day, but that day, but that day was the time of my life. Reeves understudy for the past year and a half. It's like I'm a full-fledged member of the 90210 cast. It's like I'm OJ saying, yeah, I'm a finals killer first. It's like I'm Namor saying, yo, I'm serious, you're gonna get your cash. It's like I'm trying to cover up my pain with laughs. See, me and Irony, we go way back. You could peep us exchanging insults and snaps on 8-track. But once the laughter dies down, I'm always the one who has to face the fact. And finding method in his madness is like a needle in a haystack. A needle, take that, Tooken, good one, you know what, Irony. I've come to the realization that laughter ain't the best medicine. It's just a primitive form of Novocaine. This kid is to live long and know the pain. So while substances flow through the vein of my father to control his brain, I'm resistant from the X's etched on my back, written sober and plain. I'ma go to your grave before I die. At least one time. I promise, but to be honest, I'm just not ready for the punchline.
So yeah, that was Sage Francis with The Time of My Life. And I figured you'd like that song because he talks about alien abduction, he talks about microchips embedded in his skin, he talks about circumcision.
It was an interesting, interesting track.
Yeah.
I didn't like the music as much, but...
Really? I love the music.
It's kind of like over the head with a hammer or something.
I think it was kind of supposed to be.
I thought it was rather creative myself. I thought that the actual music was very fitting to what he was having to say.
There you go. Just take that.
Lamer.
Lame Zars.
Oh, God. Well, how about reviewing the world?
Mildred reviews the world.
I'm sure you could think of a movie or two.
Let's go with Reservoir Dogs.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I'll tell you one thing about Pulp Fiction. Whenever I turn it on the TV, it's always the same scene. It's right after, like...
Why are you talking about Pulp Fiction?
I just thought of it. It's by the same guy.
Hmm.
But it's always the scene where it's right after Butch shoots Vincent. It's always that.
I haven't seen it. You just wrote it for... No, I'm just playing.
So, Reservoir Dogs, yeah, I'm hard-pressed to say anything bad about that movie. It's a really old movie.
Yeah.
What's up with that? Were you like, 2 when it came out?
I have no idea. When was it put out?
I do think, even now, he went a little overboard with the profanity. Like, in an unrealistic way. Hollywood has a way of presenting...
Would you say the same thing about The Big Lebowski?
Yeah.
Have you seen the short version of The Big Lebowski?
It's
like 3 minutes long. They cut out everything except the fucks.
So it's just the word like, fuck.
Yeah, it's 10 minutes of them saying fuck.
Do you have that? I'd love to see that.
It's on YouTube or something.
I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I'd give 3 minutes Big Lebowski 5 thumbs up. So. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so Reservoir Dogs. I'm trying to think of something to say about it because it's like, I mean,
you have to give Tim Roth credit because when that movie came out, I did not know he was English.
Mm.
Yeah, I saw him in Pulp Fiction. I thought he was faking the accent, and then I see him in Four Rooms, and you know,
right.
It's actually English. And I didn't know, and he does a really. We're even watching it now. Watching it, like, I would just watch that like when I was showing Todd for the first time, like about a month ago, maybe less. And
which one?
Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
And I could not detect an accent. That's marvelous acting ability.
He'd be a good doctor, I think.
Ooh, Tim Roth?
Yeah, Tim Roth.
Or Roth?
He might be a good doctor.
What the hell? Oh, you mean Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Oh. It would be pretty cool to hear Doctor Who walking around going,
I fucking shot him, man!
You know, maybe that's why it's so hard to tell his accent, because when you shout, you start, you know, everyone's accent starts to disappear.
Yeah, everybody sounds French.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zut alors.
Why is the hallway closet open?
Ghosts. It's the same one that's ringing our doorbell all the time.
Right.
Fucking ghosts. So.
Yeah. It's Ghost?
Yeah.
It's a movie?
Yeah. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I did.
It's an old movie.
Patrick Swayze.
It was the worst.
Oprah Winfrey, get it on.
I think so. Yeah, everybody in that movie was pretty good. So, what's his face is dead now? Chris Penn. Nice guy, Eddie.
The older guy?
No, the younger guy.
The son? What happened?
Heart attack or something. Drugs, maybe. I don't know. He was in...
The best of
San
the
Andreas.
Who did he play? He played a cop?
He played one of those three cops.
He played the Pulaski, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay. So, I didn't know that.
And the other one was Samuel Jackson. So.
How about that? I didn't even think about that until just now. Samuel Jackson isn't in Reservoir Dogs, so.
Right.
But somehow, some way, Quentin Tarantino, I'm like his double. Did you notice that? The guy who trains Tim Roth's character, I thought for years, was Samuel Jackson. They look the same, they talk the same, they act the same. And you can tell from the movie that this whole pairing of Quentin Tarantino and Samuel Jackson was inevitable. I don't know how he made Kill Bill without him.
He was in Kill Bill.
Yeah, in like 5 minutes as the organ player. That's not really, you know, like I'm used to.
It was a cameo.
Yeah, it was a cameo.
Oh, we got snakes on the plane.
So.
Did you just go?
Yeah. I'm trying to.
Mother.
Yeah, I'm trying not to cuss as much as I used to.
It's like that guy on the.
We got snakes on the mother plane. Doesn't have the impact as motherfucking.
I know, but maybe you can edit in something humoring.
Put a little noise.
That'd be great.
Mother plane!
Yeah. That'd be even better.
So I'm gonna give Reservoir Dogs, I think 4 thumbs up. I think it's definitely
not
him.
Not 5.
Nah, the 5
Reservoir Dogs. So it's not as good as Old Boy.
I think Old Boy's better movie.
Okay.
It's weirder and.
Not much weirder. And they both have someone eating a live squid. Anyway, moving on to the next category.
So anyway, category 2 is a song, band, album, something like that. So if you want
to
play
this
something.
This would be a good time to play a song.
I think it would be good to play Luno by Bloc Party. It's a remix song with From Death From Above 9, which is really interesting because they're it's a two-piece band and they have a lot of samples in their music.
Hmm. Okay. Well, this is Bloc Party with Luno. Check it out.
I like that song.
Yeah,
I don't know
too.
What the hell it was about, but
yeah. Well, saying. It's about the fact that your nose is bleeding.
Yeah, is that and that you lied to me.
I didn't even listen to one lyric. I don't think.
Really?
Reminds you of who?
The Bravery.
Sure.
They have the same type of 80s synthesized sound.
Goldfrapp.
I don't even know who that is.
I've heard the name.
It reminds me of Goldfrapp.
Cool.
A lot. Which isn't a bad thing. But yeah, that was pretty cool. That was...
Who was
that?
It
was Block Party versus Death From Above 1979, and the song is Luno.
Cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, back... Okay, your review?
I dig it, yeah. I'd listen to that if I was driving, I think. It's a good driving song when you're driving fast.
Yeah.
Which I'm prone to do occasionally.
Yeah.
Not as much as...
Mel Gibson.
Or Evel Knievel.
I'd give it maybe 3 thumbs up. Maybe 1 thumbs down for not listening to the lyrics.
You give these thumbs down for things that are your fault.
Not necessarily. If the lyrics were more attention grabbing.
But you've been like, yeah, I give that thumbs down for me not having seen it.
Yeah, I don't remember that one. But...
Well, you do that about once a podcast. Maybe not necessarily having seen it, having read it, having been there, having done it, et cetera, et cetera. Fill in the blank. I don't know, I'm just saying.
Don't make weird.
Your pants back
up. Pants
So category 3 is a book.
Really, really bad hurricane. Well, I'm sorry. Category 3 is a book.
A book.
Have you read a book?
Not recently, to be honest with you. The last one I read was the one we brought the last time. Yeah. You don't know how much I could have read a...
Last time we did a magazine. So you could say People Magazine.
I don't read that crap. Let's go with John Stewart's America.
Oh, the textbook?
Yeah.
I like that one.
I like the Naked Supreme Court Justices.
I have the audiobook.
I haven't read it yet. I would love to, so I'd rather...
Well, I've read pieces of it.
I'll take a review before I actually go.
But everyone does the same thing. They always flip straight to the Naked Supreme Court Justices.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
He has photos of all the Supreme Court Justices naked.
How do you get those? That's an interesting question.
Photoshop.
Oh, makes sense.
Let me tell you, Rhinequest got it going on.
Yes.
Rhinequest.
How's it pronounced? Rhinequest?
It's Rhinequest.
Why'd you say that?
It's Rhinequest. It's like Reinhardt. I think he eats a Reinhardt.
Yeah, makes sense. He's not burning the flag. Oh, wait. Anyway.
I think I'd give that one 4 thumbs up. I think it's a really well done thing. You know, it's an ingenious format to put it in.
I'm going to buy it one day.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it someday.
When it comes out in soft cover.
You think it will?
No.
Yeah. Well, just wait until the second edition comes out, because then the first edition would be real cheap. So.
Right.
So, yeah, I like that book. I'd like to pick up a copy. So I think the first time I read that was at Dave's house, and I was really high.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
So I was pleased to see that it was, you know, come on.
You're pleased to see the side of nudity.
I don't actually remember any nudity, but
That's usually how people find out.
You get to see Justice Rehnquist when he was younger, and he's not cut. Two or 3 years.
For some reason, it sounds like a familiar story, a familiar scene.
But you check out the audiobook.
Yeah, well, the audiobook.
It's like a completely different book. Nope.
I'll give it 3 thumbs up.
Okay, thumbs down.
Nah. Well, I don't have a copy, so.
See, and that's the fault of the people. So clearly you need to...
Well, it's overpriced. It's like a real textbook.
It's not overpriced. Real textbooks usually run around $60 to $70, and it's like $30.
Some of them, yeah. If it was like a history book, I think they'd be a little cheaper. But I have bought some pricey textbooks. Some of them are over $100.
Yeah, I think I'll buy that.
Lame. It's a racket. Yeah. It's a racket.
It's a racket, man.
I'm going to break that racket someday.
Yeah.
Word.
Grenades.
So, yeah, what's the next category?
Video game.
Mm-hmm.
Video. How about Destroy All Humans?
Yeah, let's go with that.
That's a fun one. You know they're making a sequel.
Yeah, it's already done. I've seen the screenshots. Yeah. It looks like more of the same, though. Huh. Looks like they didn't really add anything to it.
Yeah, they didn't.
Well, it takes place in the 60s.
Excuse me?
I think it's the 60s, like the late 60s, summer look.
No, I'm pretty sure they said 70s.
No, I think it's a newer time period.
Because it had like a VW the other ones bug. And
60s.
Or not in a van, hippies. And it was all like, yeah, it's all hippies and stuff like that.
Which would be the 60s.
I still think, I love the dialogue that the character, the individual human characters had. Like, I'll come up with a way to facilitate illicit photos off the disco net. Sadly, that's one of the only ones I can remember.
I still think that they are trying to emulate the voice of Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, it might be.
And I love the fact that they got the guy who did the voice of Invader Zim to be like...
The alien.
Yeah. I looked up on the internet. It is him.
Poor guy. Type as the alien now.
Well, he does that really well. Anyway, okay. So, Destroy All Humans.
Yeah. I love throwing stuff.
I think you also love the anal probe.
It was funny at first to like shoot people till they started shitting their pants.
Yeah.
And, like the streams coming out. Oh, you don't know now. Look what you're able to do.
And then what's even worse is when they're running and they're holding.
Yeah.
And
or
it's
the
splashing on the ground.
Or the Men in Black all sound like Elvis, sort of.
You did. Either Elvis or Mr. Ed. We're not the ODB Mr. Ed, though.
I'd give it 3 thumbs up. I'm looking forward to the sequel. I'll give it 1 thumbs down for being too short. And
I did feel like it needed more in NPCs than it had. The NPCs got redundant. I didn't mind the towns being redundant so much as the NPCs being redundant. Because you'd see like 4 or 5 of the same person in the same spot. And it's not that they couldn't have done it. I mean, what are
they? Well, everybody back then dressed the same, though. So.
They were all Mormon.
Even the Men in Black and the cops, I could deal with. It was the civilian NPCs that I thought were too redundant.
It didn't have very realistic like orbital mechanics.
Did or didn't?
Didn't. Yeah. Could give it a thumbs down. Okay. It would have been nice to be able to fly the UFO, like space and stuff. So.
I also, you know, this is one thing that always bugs me about video games, too. I don't know, call me a purist as far as life goes, but I do wish that more video games would have it where, you know, it's like the guy goes down, and this is just a comparison, because this is the way it was with repairing the spacecraft and other things, getting all the ammo. But, you know, you go down to this alien planet, and you're walking around shooting stuff, and someone just happened to have laid all the ammo for the weapons you're using all over the place. What are the odds? It's the same caliber and everything. Fits it, it's made for it. Well, what are the odds? You know, I just wish that there was a more realistic way of doing it, you know? And that's a good example.
Yeah. So, that's it. do you want to do the next category right now?
What's the next category?
Food. La comida.
We should cook up some
food. How about rats?
Rats?
Rats, like...
To eat?
Yeah, it's food in India.
And China.
And China.
It's pretty much Indochina in general.
Yeah.
Let's
go with rats.
Most Chinese people don't eat rats.
Now, unlike that racist dog-cat... You know, urban. I've actually seen video of Chinese merchants selling rats in China, or at least something resembling China in the video that I've seen it in. Now it could be faked. I don't know. But it's kind of an elaborate fake. So.
I've seen the same thing too.
I've seen pictures and stuff.
Like, just dropping.
I have to admit, I think it's weird that everyone freaks out about like, ooh, eating rats. Ooh, they're eating cat. Ooh, they're eating dog. It's like, hey, they're eating. Oh, they're eating pig. Yum, yum. Ooh, they're eating bugs. Hey, let's have some shrimp.
I'd eat some shrimp.
Shrimp are awesome.
Yes, I wouldn't eat them bugs.
Well, here's the question. From the scientific standpoint, I believe they're the same genus.
That's why
they both have a hard endoskeleton. I mean, they both have a hard exoskeleton.
I would fail on Survivor when they got to that challenge.
I bet you
they always have the nasty eating challenge.
We talked about this before. You realize... I guarantee you this is somebody's job. Someone's got to field test all the food things they're doing on, like, Fear Factor and Survivor, where they're like, that's their job.
Well, usually on Survivor, it's like exotic local cuisine.
Yeah, but even then, someone's got to be, like, the test subject. They have to go through and say, okay, is this possible? Is this going to kill them? So basically they're hiring, I guess you'd say beef eaters or whatever the term was, for, you know, the guy who would test the king's food, you know?
Well, I mean, if it's
so always didn't taste.
Yeah, have some guy to eat the goat's eye before letting.
Because think about this: if that's true, and it probably is, then that means there are things that guy had to do that they decided not to put on the show. So think about that. There's stuff out there that you're like, oh, that's gross. And think about the stuff they didn't show that was worse that somebody else had to eat. That may be on video, but it's probably like test video for the execs. Like, sitting around like, okay, now here's Bob eating squirrel testicles. What do you think? Squirrel testicles? No? No? Okay.
Squirrel testicles.
I know. Squirrels don't have testicles. I know. But anyway.
They
do. How do they procreate?
Well, not the female ones.
Huh?
Well, women have gonads.
They don't have testicles. Women don't have testicles.
They have gonads.
Have you and your father not had the talk yet?
Yeah, we've had the talk, but in science.
Did he give you a demonstration?
No, he didn't give me a demonstration.
Did he have visual aids to go along with it?
He had puppets. Finger puppets.
He was fingering puppets. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so rats, I'll give it 3 thumbs down. I mean, it's not as gross as some things out there, but, you know, it's pretty gross. I'll give it 1 thumbs up, you know, because if I was desperate.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten, man?
I'm trying to think of some Eskimo.
Because we both, remember, we went to Atlanta, and we both had...
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't happen.
Well, crocodile's kind of exotic.
How that tastes, by the way, just out of curiosity.
You guys remember, we went with Wet Kitty to that restaurant in
Little Five Points.
And we had what was called crocodile balls. That's what it said on the menu, crocodile balls. It was actually, like, what it was like, those things called. You buy seafood. Hush puppies.
Yeah.
But it had meat in it, and it was crocodile meat. Now, that was the second time in my life I've had crocodile, actually. The first time I had it was, maybe it's gator. Was it alligator? Crocodiles go in the Middle East, I think.
Crocodiles are, like, from Australia.
That's right. Like, okay, it was alligator. We had alligator balls.
Yeah.
And it was, that's what they called it on the menu. It's not my, I didn't call it that.
I went to this wild game dinner with Dr. Oyas sometime in the winter, and we had some weird stuff. They had the alligator and squirrel.
I've eaten frog legs.
They had frog legs? That's frog legs probably actually, the best thing on the good.
They were really tasty,
too. Yeah, frog legs are good.
You wouldn't think they would be, but oh, man. I had rabbit, too, and believe it or not, rabbit actually, I don't know what it is about rabbit. I don't know, maybe it was the way it was prepared, but the meat was really good, and they didn't boil it. I think it was like, I mean, like peeling it apart, it was greasy inside. So something about rabbit meat seemed a little like, I don't know, maybe it's just like the rabbit that I got. I don't know. And true to life, it all tasted like chicken.
I didn't think so.
The weirdest thing I've ever eaten was, I don't remember it, but I know for a fact that my father fed me a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he called it anyway. Was it Alabama black snake? Sorry.
No, it was a rattlesnake. I don't remember much of it because I was a kid and everything. Don't even go there, Mr. Pierce.
I'm not. So anyway, right, yeah. So are we done with the rats?
Yeah.
So, what's next?
A place.
Let's go to Stonehenge.
Stonehenge?
You ever been there?
Nope.
No, I have.
I've never been to England. So. Did you go on the solstice?
We didn't actually go to Stonehenge proper. We went out to West. Because there's a bunch of other stuff out there, too. It's not just like Stonehenge and you got to drive miles. There's like tons of other things around there. And we kind of drove by it. So, you know. My parents were like, Stonehenge. A bunch of rocks. Which is odd because when we went to Italy, we went to the ruins, which is essentially a bunch of rocks. And they were more interested in those bunch of rocks than the rocks out in England. Mm. You know, because Italian rocks are just better. That's the lesson.
Yeah.
There you have it.
I
posted my nearly drowning story on Pile and they weren't interested.
Yeah.
Like, years ago. Well, I nearly drowned on your birthday in France at a man-made lake off the back of a paddle boat. That's not a very interesting story.
Wow, that sounds quite interesting.
Oh, and we ended up walking through a 5-star hotel in our clothes dripping.
That's pretty cool.
While being ogled by people like, oy vey, oy vey.
Zutala.
Get the American pigs.
So, Stonehenge, yeah, it's cool. I mean, I'm all interested in astronomy and stuff, and that's into that.
Plus, you do like sacrificing live virgins, so, hey, it's a win-win situation.
I did that there.
Where did they do this?
The basement.
Oh, Stonehenge?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
So, did I give any? I'll give it 4 thumbs up.
Okay.
It's not as, you know.
The pyramids in Egypt.
Well, I was going to say the little clock in the corner on my windows. It's a little bit easier to use as far as the calendar goes.
You're a fool.
Stonehenge is always correct.
It's always what?
Correct.
Crack?
Correct.
Oh, correct.
Crack. She's my mother.
So
she's my sister. She's my mother. Sorry.
I have boobs and a vagina, too.
You know, if you knew what I was referencing there, you wouldn't have said what you just said. Anyway.
I don't really like that.
You should get your dad. I thought it was pretty
good. It was okay.
And I watched it because on your behest. Anyway. Anyway. Okay.
I mean, I liked it. It's not all that. Event?
The Big Bang.
Yeah, that would end up in a very interesting conversation.
The Big Bang.
Tell me the Big Bang.
Yeah, let's go with it.
Well, technically, it's already been done. So.
Yeah, so it's already been reviewed.
Did we already review it?
No,
pretty sure someone else has already had.
Probably.
Like Stephen Hawking.
He's probably mentioned it.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do
the Big Bang?
He defeated it too, so that's pretty cool.
Do you want me?
Let's go with it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Big Bang. Yeah, that's cool.
That'd have been cool to watch.
Yeah.
You think like? There's different theories. Do you think it actually, like at first, like, bam, and then it slowly sped out over time? Or do you think it, like a lot of people say it was not a bang, like we think of, like, an explosion that took place in a matter of seconds. Like, maybe it took several million years for it to bang out.
Well, I mean, it kind of did.
There's the big crush, and then once the big crush takes place, then everything gets matter gets back to a solid form, then there's going to be a bang again. Which is interesting, because I would think during the time of the big crush, that's why we have gravity. And I think without the big crush, I think we have not a gravity. Mm-hmm. Because the big crush is everything trying to is the concept of entropy, everything trying to revert back to its simplest form, back to a small dense packet.
Well,
I think that's the reason that gravity
maybe
exists.
I shouldn't have said this because I'm completely lost in this conversation.
Oh, well, too bad.
Well, if everything okay, crushes down, that would be a consequence of gravity. I don't think
that's not what I said.
Interesting.
I mean, whether it could just keep, you know, banging out.
Bang,
I mean, that's a theory that we live in a cold universe, that everything's just gonna, it's not gonna come back in because everything's basically got an escape velocity.
Yeah,
it should keep going back out and out and out.
That's like how I believe that the Earth is hollow.
Oh yeah, you need to talk about that.
Do you really believe the Earth is hollow?
I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
He got his first introduction to that Saturday.
Yeah, you should download the Art Bell show they just did. They do a show on.
I was joking around and said, no, I'm all wrong. I'll dig to the center of the earth in the backyard.
But I started doing the math.
The math.
Yeah, the math on what it would require as far as like amount of dirt that would displaced. It's like 4 times the height of the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, me and Ian can do it.
Bigger than the Washington Monument.
Get to like the other side of the hollow earth?
To get to Mac.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, we
of course, if the earth's hollow, then there is no Mac.
We just fall through.
Anyway, so moving along. So the big bang.
Yeah. I mean, nobody really knows what happened then. I mean, that's definitely one of the big open-ended questions.
No, I know. I was there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God said it, and bang, it happened.
It's not an unreasonable theory as far as God.
If you believe in Descartes and the Great Birth Theory, then yeah.
One idea is
I think the people who made those bumper stickers are idiots who don't realize that actually is a line of philosophy dealing with what we're exactly talking about. Bang.
Well, one of the things I thought was interesting is that Stephen Hawking said that he didn't see how it would be feasible because if it was one molecule too much, another explosion would have occurred right afterwards.
Well, I would imagine there were billions of explosions afterwards.
Yeah, but it would still
shit running into each other and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, but it would still be to the point where nothing could actually directly formulate though. Because if you take if you take one thing and you put, like, say for example, you take 4 Mentos and you put it in Diet Coke, what happens?
Mm-hmm. Right, it explodes.
Yeah, a bunch of
Mentos?
A bunch of Cokes. A bunch of Mentos.
You realize you're fucking crazy, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, just making sure we're clear on that.
And so you have this thing where it's a chemical change.
And that Hitler is my grandfather. Anyway.
That and you did the nasty and the pasty.
What the hell are you talking about? Okay, so you have thumbs for the Big Bang?
Well, I was waiting for the end of the Diet Coke thing. I mean, what was
I
that?
Interrupt because it would never stop.
No, it's true. It's because I was about to say, you get a bunch of Cokes together and you start dropping Mentos into one. Of course, some Coke's going to spray in the other one, so it's going to actually make a further change in the Coke. And that's the end
product. Yeah, okay, I agree.
Stephen Hawking has nothing on you. Yes! He has yet to touch the Snoop Toddy Todd posts in the Coke theory of the evolution of the universe.
Yes.
Well, so anyway, I think when we talk about the Big Bang, we are talking about kind of a collective idea of other ideas. I mean, it's not just one idea. I mean, obviously there was something.
Mentos involved.
You know, Mentos and
something. So, I mean, string theory says that it might be parallel membranes hitting each other and the energy from one membrane coming off onto the other membrane.
Didn't Stephen Hawking think that one also?
Well, he's definitely dabbled in the string theory.
Look, Stephen Hawking does not exist. He's a figment of your filthy imagination.
We should play some MC Hawking.
What?
You never heard MC Hawking?
No, I haven't.
So we have to play some. Anyway, okay. Okay, so next, your thumbs?
Yeah, I'll give it two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up. Any thumbs down?
It's not all that.
Well, we wouldn't be here if it didn't happen.
I'll give it a thumb down for gravity.
Yeah, gravity sucks. Why can't we be in anti-gravity? Oh, wait, I like my digestion.
Well, I was being sarcastic because, down, gravity, hold you down.
Yeah. Thumbs down.
You're upset.
Yeah.
Gravity's pretty weak, though.
Especially on the...
It's the weakest. The next one is an idea or concept.
Is that the fact that the internet is made of tubes?
Hey, let's check that out.
A series of tubes.
Let's watch that.
Okay.
That's good stuff right there. So, for those who don't know, who is Ted Stevens, yeah, Mr. Pierce?
Ted Stevens is the senator from Alaska. The senior senator. He's been a senator since the 60s. He's also the...
founder of the internet?
Yeah.
Al Gore shall battle. He's like really high up.
Yeah, he's third or fourth, I think.
He's the closest thing we have to a bodily internet, kind of, sort of.
He's on the board.
Which is what this is about. This is about net neutrality, which we've talked about in the past, just didn't call it neutrality. Anyway, here's Senator Ted Stevens, and we're actually going to leave the mics on, so you can hear us from Mystery Science 3000, at least me, making joy comments about it.
It's like a sign.
Check it out.
Is allowing all of these entities that support this
to
provide streaming stuff. Going on the internet. Now the internet, let's go back. Internet started with a concept of local to local connections across the country, and you could go for Air Alaska, but you had to go through local connections to get there. The industry wisely provided for streaming for in effect a new kind of long distance, and that's what we've got. We've got a service that's immune to distance. And it's there for the consumer. But when we take indicate that anyone that wants to use this system for massive commercial purposes, there's one company now, you can sign up and you've got a movie delivered to your house.
Yay!
Netflix.
By subscription service, by delivery service, okay? And currently it comes to your house, it put in a mailbox when you get home, annually or monthly, you change your order. But you pay for that, right? This service is now going to go through the internet, and what you do is you just go to a place on the internet, and you order your movie, and guess what? You can order 10 of them, and it's delivered to you, and this delivery charge is free, right?
Yes!
10 movies streaming across that internet. And what happens to your own personal internet? I just the other day got internet was sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I got it yesterday.
This is one of the internets George
Why?
Bush was talking about.
Because it got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially.
Yes.
And here we have this one situation where enormous entities want to use the internet for their purpose to save money for doing what they're doing now. They use FedEx. They use the delivery services. They use the mail. They deliver in other ways, but they want to deliver vast amounts of information over the internet. And again, the internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. And if you don't understand those tubes can be filled, and if they're filled, when you put your message in, it gets in line. It's going to be delayed by anyone that puts into that tube enormous amounts of material.
Tubes. It's a series of tubes. That's right.
That just takes the Mario Brothers to a whole new level of ingenious plumbers, internet plumbers.
Now Ted Stevens claiming that, and he's your senator.
Ooh.
Captain Alaska.
Yeah, I think there's something very endearing about him.
in a
crazy old man.
Yeah, in that guy who's at Waffle House alone, smelling of Thunderbird by about
talking
20
himself.
Feet, talking to he's talking to the syrup.
Yeah, then afterwards
you guys are so small, I control you. If I want to pour you on my pancakes, I will.
I think I honestly, he does make some good points though about the traffic on the internet, the level of traffic. I read somewhere that like a third of the traffic on the internet.
Wow, we should really do something about that.
Well, I don't think a lot of the bandwidth issues really come down to like central, you know, like backbone line that it most.
Huh? So anyway,
the internet the series two, yeah. That's awesome. I'm not convincing Mark Zan.
I think it's coupled with the fact that he's such a gifted speaker.
I think he was backup Blue Law Thor and Sling Bay. Seems like I think he was like the next one.
The internet there is a tubes on kill you with a
Sass. Yeah, I'll give it four thumbs. It's a lot of.
I think it's the flip of the year.
Yeah, it's good material. Good stuff.
Any thumbs down?
I'll give him two thumbs down. Crazy.
Fucking crazy. Okay.
So, category 9 is the British Royal.
Good luck. All the ones you would know just about are taken. Here's a tip: start taking really common English names like Edward and Charles, and just sticking numbers at the end until you get a hit. King James. The Bible one.
The Bible one. Yeah.
Dude,
he was James the first, but he's also James the fifth. He's the first king of Scotland. He was the one that came after Elizabeth, didn't have kids, so they had to seek out side of
it.
I don't know that much about the whole Bible project. Was the King James Bible man.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about King James. It's kind of period history though.
More than most of us.
Yeah. I mean, I like Elizabeth and I like Charles. Yeah.
It's kind of hard to
so I'll give up. I'll give him two thumbs up.
Finally, I get to teach a whole lesson all by myself. And I'm going to teach something relevant, something modern, the internet. The internet is really, really great.
For porn.
I got a fast connection so I don't have to wait.
For porn.
What? There's always some new site.
For porn.
I browse all day and night.
For porn.
It's like I'm surfing at the speed of light.
For porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
What are you doing?
Why, you think the net was born? Porn, porn, porn.
Trekkie.
Oh, hello, Kid Monster.
You are ruining my song.
Oh, me sorry, me no mean to.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, please, being quiet for a minute so I can finish.
Okie dokie.
Good. I'm glad we have this new technology.
For porn.
Which gives us untold opportunity.
For porn. Oh, sorry.
From your own desktop.
For.
You can research, browse, and shop. Until you've had enough and you're ready to stop.
For porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
Ooh.
The internet is for porn.
Trekkie.
Me up all night hugging me horn to porn, porn, porn.
That's gross. You're a pervert.
Aw, sticks and stones, Kate Monster.
No, really, you're a pervert. Normal people don't sit at home and look at porn on the internet.
Oh?
What?
You have no idea. Ready, normal people?
Ready.
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 Let me hear it.
The internet is for porn.
Sorry, Kate.
The internet is for porn.
I masturbate.
All these guys unzip their flies for porn.
Porn.
The internet is not for porn.
Porn. Porn.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Now, I happen to know for a fact that you, Rod, check your portfolio and trade stocks online.
That's correct.
And Brian, you buy things on Amazon.com.
Sure.
And Gary, you keep selling your possessions on eBay.
Yes, I do.
And Princeton, you sent me that sweet online birthday card.
True.
Oh, but Kate, what you think he do after?
Yeah.
Ew!
The internet is for porn.
Gross!
The internet is for porn.
I hate porn.
Grab your dick and double click for porn. Porn, porn.
I hate men.
Porn.
I'm leaving. Porn. I hate the internet.
Those of you unfamiliar with Avenue Q, that is an off-Broadway musical produced by the actual people who make Sesame Street, playing characters somewhat like the licensed characters from Sesame Street.
Like Big Bird?
Yes, actually. And the guy who does the voice of Cookie Monster actually was singing that song you just heard. And I believe the woman who does Elmo sings the other part. But all those characters are played by actual Sesame Street alumni, including Jim Henson's son. And you can check that out at avenueq.com.
Cool.
So.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
And that was Sir Mildred Pierce's favorite song ever.
This day in history.
What day is it? So, the August the 3rd, the 215th day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Gregorian calendar. Let's see.
Sometime before the next day in history.
I'm looking.
You know, Rodney King verdict was announced today, wasn't it?
Was it?
April 29th, 1992.
When Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
August 3rd, when it was April 29th, the Rodney King verdict was announced. And there was riots in the street.
Okay, in 1527, the first known letter was sent from North America by John Rutt. While at St. John's, Newfoundland.
What letter was it? Like,
yep. Yeah, I think so.
L stands for love.
L stands for hope. Well, that's actually not very interesting.
That's kind of interesting.
Especially given the fact that last week you talked about the transatlantic cable.
Yeah.
You seem obsessed lately with
atlantic communications.
Yeah.
In 1934, Adolf Hitler becomes the supreme leader of Germany by joining the offices of president and chancellor into Führer.
Wow, that's something.
Yeah.
You know,
are
honestly,
you gonna celebrate?
I just can't think of how to respond to that. That's
yeah.
Kind of one of those moments in history. You just kind of go like, man. You know, he was a painter, and he wanted to be a painter,
yeah.
And was rejected roundly by the art community, and
so he's a shitty painter.
Actually, I've seen his work. It's actually pretty good. You just have to wonder how many, rejected painters out there might be the future Hitler.
Yeah.
Scary.
Vincent van Gogh.
The lesson of history is don't reject painters because they may turn into bloodthirsty, maniacal madmen who happen to be dictators.
Yeah.
Let that be a lesson to you, Todd.
Yeah.
In 1977, the United States Senate holds hearings on MKUltra. Are you familiar with MKUltra?
Like, I have no idea.
It's LSD tests on American soldiers.
At least that's what they say. I'm sure there's more to it.
Well, it's just part of it. It's just a whole battery of things. Isn't the CIA involved too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've seen little clips of that. After a dose of LSD, they are confused.
I never got confused on LSD.
Yeah.
So, what do you think of that, Toddy?
I don't know.
You ever get confused on LSD?
Well, I've never done any drugs, so.
Not even like.
You wuss.
Caffeine.
Well, yeah, I've done caffeine. I drink energy drinks.
There have been plenty of times that I've been around a group of the fellas, and they're like, hey, let's go do some drugs. And I'm like, no, I've got to stay here and meditate and read the Bible. What?
Oh, that's nothing I've ever said.
Really? So you've been like, yeah, let's go do some drugs.
No, well, I've never been in a situation where, like,
not any specific drugs, yeah. Just random drugs. Like, hey, let's try this one. No, that's not very good. Let's try this one. No, that's not very good. No.
In 1981, Professional Air Traffic Controllers Organization walks off the job. All 13,000 members will eventually be fired.
By Ronald Reagan. Yeah.
Those are the days.
You remember?
I remember that happening. And I remember having no fucking clue what I was talking, because I was like 7 when that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, I knew something about Ronald Reagan not being air traffic controllers. So
it makes sense, doesn't it?
It makes sense, you know, in retrospect, because I'm sure in the later days of his life, he probably developed a profound hatred for air traffic controllers, which he probably thought were everywhere. Anyway, anything else happened?
I was looking over the births and see if anybody famous was born. Martin Sheen was born.
No, you said someone famous.
Martha Stewart.
Oh, great.
Jack Straw. Yeah, like Attorney General. I can't remember what they call him, but that name just sticks out of my head for some reason.
Jack Straw. Sounds like a character in a nursery rhyme, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like a British nursery
rhyme. Or a jaded porn star name.
Jack Straw.
Log Jammin' featuring Jack Straw.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's this day in history.
Guest spot.
We play this game still to this day.
We haven't done
it? Yeah, but it's coming, bitch.
October
13th. It's a Friday. It's a full moon.
Ooh. Hey, it's a full moon on Halloween.
Dude, no. This is the second time in like 8 years that shit's happened. Full moon in October, Friday 13th. That's the closest you're ever going to get.
Can you tell that story real quick?
That's pretty fucking
short. Sorry, I'm a retard.
Can you tell that story real quick because it's real short?
All right.
You get it.
You mind?
Everyone knows my
poor child's a retard. All right, look, we play.
No.
First and foremost, Friday the 13th has always been real special to our little group because we love horror movies and we play games. We act like idiots on Friday the 13th. It's a big deal.
Just that day.
Just
no other day.
No, we do it. But I mean, on that day,
we used to do it those.
On that day, we do. You know, there's like, I mean, we can skip a week, 2 weeks, whatever. On that day, we come together and we do something. Regardless, I don't give a fuck if I ain't talking. This is the last Friday of the fucking 13th. We come together on that day, period. Regardless. Well, anyway, ride around with Jeremy one day, come back from work, we used to work together. And we had just done a cycle game. And Jeremy goes, man, you know what would be cool? I'm like, what? He goes, if it were a full moon on Friday the 13th, and it was Halloween.
Yes, and my stutter,
oh, wait.
My stutter philosophy was flawed.
The best thing about this is what happens next. I look at him and I go, that'll never happen. And he gets pissed at me. He goes, you think you're so fucking smart, Larry. You think you're so fucking smart. Like, you just know what's going to happen on every calendar from now to the end of fucking time. You think you're so fucking smart. Tell me, Larry. Tell me. Are you sure that it's never going to happen? I said, yeah. He's like, what? How can you be so sure? Like, how are you so fucking smart? So because Halloween is always on the 31st of October. And he goes, shut up. So now, whenever there's a Friday the 13th in October and it's a full moon, we go, hey, fucking close.
You got close.
Fucking close.
You're the man.
But it was one of those things he wasn't thinking about, dude. Come on.
No, it's a weird.
It's fine.
I've said shit like that, too.
Psycho's a game that the four of us, being Boyd, EVA, Craig, me, we played nonstop.
A lot of the people played.
I was 14 at the time when I played my first game. I am 30 years old now. So I've been playing Psycho for 16 fucking years. All right? That is a lot of winners. So anyway, the point is, it's basically hide and seek. The person who's it is wearing body armor and a hockey mask. And they try to hurt you if you are stupid. Hence, the time I was wearing a hockey mask and broke the PVC over Jerry's face. I digress.
He got abused.
He deserved it! This was the same Jerry who ended up...
We have spent...
It's real!
Hundreds of dollars and spent God knows how many man hours. Because as we've gotten older, we don't play it every Friday and Saturday. We only play it on Friday the 13th. And we've gotten very extensive and very, very good at our special effects. Breakaway walls, body parts, blood spurting, hangings. We've gotten really, really good.
And this shit really does scare the shit out of you, too.
We have made grown men cry. We've made women, like, run. My friend Shannon, God bless you, he was like, I want to play.
He's a big guy.
He's 6'2", 6'3", about 215, half black, half white, monster, dude. Known him since I was, like, 10.
Ripped.
He's like, yeah, man, I want to play Psycho. I ain't going to be scared, though. The second boy busted the door, we did not see Shannon for the rest of the night. He ran, like, 5 miles to his house. The door opened, and Shannon could run. The door opened, it went, everybody goes, ah! And then Shannon was 4 blocks down the damn road. I mean, like, instantly. We stand up, Shannon's gone.
He's like, don't you people see these movies?
He knew. He's like, I'm gonna fucking die. You know?
And we will hear more about Psycho on later podcasts, especially as we get closer to Halloween. And so we're gonna play another song. And so, Mr. Pierce, would you like to pick up a song? Yes.
It's by this woman named Sybil Beyer. I think she's like German or something, and she recorded in the 70s, but it wasn't released until this year.
Huh.
And it's kind of this weird, kind of hippie-ish, kind of weird.
We are one with the universe.
Not like that kind of hippie-ish, but.
Oh, okay.
It's just very, very
it's just weird.
Very interesting. Strange enough, the album was released on the same record label as Department of Eagles.
Huh.
It's just one of those weird coincidences because it's kind of a new nobody label, basically. It's like,
maybe they'll sign us then.
It's like Department of Eagles and this album from the 70s, pretty much. That's it.
Huh.
So.
Oh, Noam Chomsky is on vacation.
What's the song called?
It's called Softly. So.
Okay. So Softly by?
Sybil Beyer.
Sybil Beyer.
Beyer.
Check it out, y'all.
Softly. In the winter time, softly, when we're by the dime, softly, in my heart of mine, I talk to you. Has anybody of you two got half a mind to go to the zoo tonight? Won't you think we had fun? My daughter, my son, my daughter, my son. My daughter, my son, my daughter, my son, one by one. My daughter, my son, my daughter, my son, my daughter, my son, my daughter, my son, one by one. Softly in the winter time, softly when it goes towards nine. Softly in my heart of mine I talk to you. Go feed the dog and cat and then go to bed and have you ride on dream. Now be well off and start with the sun. My daughter, my son, my daughter, my son, my daughter, my son, my daughter, my son, one by. My daughter, my son, my daughter, my son, my daughter, my son, my daughter, my son, one by one. Softly in the winter time, softly when day's gonna shine, softly. heart of mine, I talk to you about my ex-favorite matter. That's how to live and laugh and feel better. I cut the bread for them and they run. My daughter, my son, my daughter, my son, my daughter, my son, my daughter, my son. Off and away they set out for living. Love them if ever they come, wherever they're gone. My daughter, my son, 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 one by one. My daughter, my son, my daughter, my son, my daughter, my son, my daughter, my son, one by one. Softly.
Wow, that was repetitive as hell. I mean, I liked it, but it was repetitive as hell.
Did the MP3 skip?
Yeah, I think we were like, are you sure they weren't using a sampler? What was that song about anyway? My daughter, my son?
Something about a saw. Did you like it though? I mean,
no, I didn't.
Maybe you want to go lie down.
Take a nap.
Yeah, that was, it was ridiculous.
I also expected like any second I was going to be like, and now picture is going to show us seeds from a meat factory.
Sometimes I listen to like this MP3 that's like the ocean.
Yeah.
But sometimes I listen to that when I'm taking a nap.
Okay.
Yeah, that definitely has made me want to go to sleep.
Well, we have a new segment we're doing today. This is the advice column. And basically what we're going to do here is I found a website. And the website is advicinators.com.
Wow.
And apparently it's kind of like Blogger or PETA's or one of those types of websites, because it's basically free web space for people to set up their own advice columns. And apparently all the advice columns I could find on there were not only run by, but being mailed to by, like, 7-year-old minded 14-year-old teeny bopper idiots. So essentially it was really difficult picking out like the best of the best, because I would read one and I go, oh, that one's good. Then I'd read another one and go, oh, that one's good. Then I would read another one. But what we're going to do, we're going to read two real requests for help, and then we're going to respond to them with our own advice columns. So if you email these in to Advicinator, you might want to tune into our podcast to check out our responses. I don't know how. I mean,
if you need advice, you can just email us.
If you need advice, you can email us. But it's not going to be as interesting as make sure your requests are as strange and as stupid as these, because they have the two-pronged attack of being infinitely stupid and yet infinitely bizarre at the same time. And you're going to think I made these up. I did not. And we will try to track them down and maybe link them up for you guys or something like that. So check it out. Here's the first one. Okay, well, I am not sure to believe in evolution or religious ways, because, I mean, if you look at the videos from the 80s, like Aha's Take on Me video, the women and men look different, and I actually believe in evolution because I look in pictures from long time ago, and only some people look different from present-day people, and some look like they are from our time. So I also want believe that we came from God because we all look different, and we are not attracted to everyone because we all look different, right? I believe in both. So this is so confusing. Please help. LOL, I can't take it.
Wow.
Yes.
What kind of column was that? Is it an advice column dedicated to...
Oh, the beautiful thing about the Advicinator is the columns don't seem to have any theme whatsoever. You can ask about anything you want. Because there was... The woman who responded to this was giving out, like, financial advice at the same time, and it was, like, really unsound financial advice. Mm-hmm. Kudos to whoever wrote that. That's crackerjack material right there, for real. I just about fell out of my chair.
That's right.
Because, you know, hey, I have looked at Aha's video for Take on Me and realized that does prove that evolution couldn't possibly exist.
Couldn't?
Yeah.
Why? I thought
what
it did.
What proof do you need? Aha's Take on Me.
It's a great video.
Hello? That's a classic. And then there was the other songs that Aha did, like the Take on Me Extended Club Remix, and the Take on Me Dub version, the Take on Me 12-inch version, and I think they did the Take on Me Acapella. They had a pretty broad career, too.
Wow.
So, yeah. What do you? Any advice for our friend here?
Okay,
unfortunately, neither of these people left a name for me to give, like, ooh, some, like, I'm confused about evolution or something.
I got a good one. Then you get hit in the face with Hooked on Phonics.
Like, somebody needs to take an entire Hooked on Phonics course and smack them in the face with it.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe they can sleep on it. Maybe osmosis will take place.
Yeah. Well, that would require evolution, which we know doesn't exist because of AHA's take on me.
Fashion evolves. That's pretty much why it looks different.
Yeah, which is part of the point there. I mean, you look at those old photos, clearly we evolved.
Yeah.
Take off me.
So, any other advice before we move on to the next bit?
Unplug your modem.
Thank you. Okay, all right. Now, I love how this one actually starts off with a real earnest grain of truth. All right, this is a stupid question.
Wow.
But today I purchased a DARE shirt at Hot Topic. Under it, it reads, "To keep kids off drugs." Does this have a deeper meaning? Because on the standard DARE shirts, like the official ones, they read to resist drugs and violence. I was wondering if to keep kids off drugs has any deeper meaning. I don't want to go to school with people laughing or something. Thanks. Guess what? What you don't realize is that when you go to school, whether you're wearing that DARE shirt or not, people are laughing at you, okay? I just want you to know that.
It's bad enough that you bought it from Hot Topic.
Yeah, and I don't know if I've said this on a podcast before, so I'm going to say it again. I'm going to burn down Hot Topic one day just so that the goth people have something to genuinely be sad about.
Let's make that a libertarian campaign.
Oh, shit, man. You found it. Hot Topic burned down. Now where am I going to get my shoes with 12-inch heels?
Well, emo kids would cry, too. No, yeah. They would cry if the Gap fell in.
Yeah.
Oh, my sad, depressing life. The Gap burned down.
So they sell DARE shirts at Hot Topic?
It's kind of interesting.
It's the whole, you know, it's like me buying the Augusta Police hat.
Yeah.
It's that kind of, there should be, I don't know, maybe there is a name, like Pop Subversive.
Yeah.
You know? See, because they're all, you know, everyone who wears that shirt is probably on drugs, so it's a joke, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's kind of clever the first time I saw it, but after they started selling them at Hot Topic, like the novelty kind of wore off very quickly.
Yeah. When it reaches the doors of Hot Topic, is when there's
But enough dwelling about Hot Topic. What about the, you know, just the DARE shirt? Any advice? Like,
he needs to smoke some pot.
Yeah, you know, that is probably someone who bought the shirt who does not do drugs.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, they would get it.
Yeah.
Which is that it's cool to wear a shirt that, you know, like, bashes the, you know, lifestyle that you're, you know, is not accepted by society at large. Mm-hmm. And now we're getting into real advice. So here's some advice. I want you to take your Hot Topic shirt, soak it in equal parts rubbing alcohol, high-grade whiskey, and lighter fluid. And then I want you to smoke in bed while wearing it. Okay? And anyway, that's my advice. Any other advice?
This makes me want to start a T-shirt company that just says, playing on the front, L. Ron Hubbard made me do it.
Or just L. Ron Hubbard.
And on the back would be a picture of Tom Cruise going, ah!
Jumping out at you.
With, like, lightning bolts coming out of his fingertips.
Or Edward Scissorhands fingers. With a menacing glare.
Now you're just being weird.
Boo.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, you like that segment? Should we do that again?
Yeah, I like that.
I thought it was interesting. I think it would be, what would be even better, though, is to set up an advice site and spoof people into asking us for advice. And then we read our responses to them.
That might be mean.
So, and what do you think we just did was?
Yeah, but the difference is that I don't think the people who we did this for are ever going to know.
I'm not emailing them.
Why not? I mean, okay. Need some notoriety.
I don't think there's email addresses for the people who are saying
comments
that.
Or something?
No. But you can email the person who, you know, they're sending the advice to.
I'll send them an email.
Yeah.
They'll be like, you stole my question.
I'm going to sue. You know, if you're listening to this and you decide to sue us for reading the questions that you got, honestly, we'll settle with you by letting you have 50% of our out-of-pocket profits that we make off this podcast.
Mm.
The whole.
The wash is out, it's hanging out, and all I have is nothing, nothing to
zombie, pirate, ninja, robot, monkey news. Film at 11.
The pirate movie is not number one anymore.
Oh, well, that's not really...
That's sad.
Well...
Knocked out by, what was the movie that just opened up?
Sure. The movie that just opened up.
Yeah.
What's it about? How about that?
The pirate movie?
No, the movie one that just opened up.
I don't remember.
Wow. You're a wealth... You're a terrible journalist. I just want you to know that. Well, okay. I have a piece of news. As many of you listening, and I'm sure those of you in the room with me here now, have guessed, the most important bit of robot, pirate, zombie... Actually, specifically robot and zombie news is, of course, the fact that Lance Bass is gay. And, of course, this is news to you because Lance Bass is a robot. I didn't think robots could be gay, but apparently, yes, they can
Lance
be.
Bass.
Bass, 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 ass, I don't know.
I think he played bass, didn't he?
They don't play any instruments. And
except for the trombone.
The other thing, the reason this affects you is because if you listen to NSYNC, then you're a zombie. So, basically, you know, you cover two parts there. Bass.
And he's a butt pirate.
Come, I'm coming for you, beauty. Shimmy me timbers.
Prepare to be boarded.
Alright.
Anyway, yeah, and the thing is, this announcement comes as a surprise to about two or three people in the world. So,
I was surprised.
And I think Lance himself is probably one of those people. So, and, yeah. Anyway, yeah.
I think
that's,
he would fall under, like, robot, too, because he's all it.
He is a robot. Where, gee, Todd, where have you been?
I don't know.
Apparently Todd's operating in another dimension about, like, 3 minutes behind ours. So, yeah, that's our news. No, Lance Bass, he's gay, apparently.
That's and, cool. Whatever.
And the pirate movie slipped out of the top. It was replaced by some mystery film that we'll discover later on.
Here, I'll look on IMDb.
No, too late. And we're going to play another song. I'm going to break from usual form for me and play something that we talked about on our very, very first podcast, Podcast Zero.
That doesn't exist.
You have to violate the time continuum to listen to it. But this is Alan Sherman. The song is called Waste of Money. And it's based off of the song Taste of Honey. He was the Weird Al Yankovic of his time. But the thing is, if you know the original Taste of Honey, it kind of gets in your head and stays there. And I never knew as a kid when I heard this, I didn't know the original. So I only know it as this version. And it's odd because there's one line in this song that sticks out. And I constantly will walk around at work singing, like humming the melody. And when I get to this part, I sing it out loud. And so I'm waiting for someone someday to say, what the hell are you talking about? Because the part is, household finance took my pants. So here it is.
I wanted to get some new girlfriends, so I went and bought a Mercedes-Benz. A waste of money, $8,000 down the drain. I thought the girls would get wild and reckless, so I bought cultured pearls and a diamond necklace. A waste of money that cost me 4,000 more. They were returned. I got no girls they repossessed. Both the car and the pearls. I styled my hair just like Cary Grant's. Bought a pair of those new tight pants. A waste of money. Household finance took my pants. the female gender. I just don't get it. Just when I'm out of both cash and credit, I found a honey. And this is what's funny. She don't need my money. She works for household finance.
Yeah, that's Alan Sherman with a waste of money.
That's interesting.
You didn't like it, did you?
That's all right.
It's, you know, as a kid, it's a lot funnier. Yeah. It brings down nostalgic memories for me. And I've been meaning to play it for a while, so I just...
Why the
hell not? Thumbs for for Alan Sherman?
That's all right.
You didn't like it as much as I did, I can tell.
Obviously.
Well, and moving right along.
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
Okay, all right. So, we have... Let's start with what we were just talking about, which is Miami Vice.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx are Crockett and Tubbs, respectively, in this Michael Mann-directed, written, and produced take on the Don Johnson TV vehicle of the 80s. Still a risky venture, hiring Farrell, who, except for Minority Report, has yet to star in a very good movie. You know, Michael Mann... I have seen two of his movies, both Heat and Collateral. Maybe I've seen more. I can't think of any other ones. And Heat is one of my favorite movies. I would probably put it, maybe not in my top 20, but certainly in my top 50. So, yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, I never watched the show as a kid.
Yeah, I was never really a fan.
Neither was I.
I haven't watched it now. I don't really care for it. I'm just more interested in the fact that Michael Mann and Jamie Foxx is actually a very talented actor, it turns out. So, eventually, we're going to see the comedic rise of Tommy Davidson.
Rotten Tomatoes gives 47%.
What did I say?
Miami Vice.
I said, well, Miami Vice?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about, really? Wow.
I just saw that on the front page, so I just throwing that in.
Okay.
But it gave 53% to Pirates, so.
Minority Report.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the search.
It's right on the front page. But any thoughts about Miami Vice?
I'll check it out, maybe at the Dollar Movie. I mean, I'm not like...
It's supposed to be filmed almost entirely with handycam video cameras.
And it's not surprising.
And it's supposed to have a really gritty style, like...
It looked pretty gritty in the...
Yeah. Also, interestingly enough, most of it does not take place in Miami. I'm not making that up.
Wow. So, Miami Vice, I'll give it 6 stars.
I was actually going to go with 7 or 8. Supposedly, from what I was reading today on at work, it's got one of the most like impressively done original gunfights ever put on film. The person I was reading the review from said he'd never seen anything like it the way that it was done. And you have to admit, I mean, this is coming from, he said he was a big fan of Heat, and Heat has a pretty intense original gunfight scene in it too. Probably one of the most original I'd ever seen at the time. So.
Wasn't it based off of a real one?
I don't know.
They're talking about the one where they're in the streets with the M16 and stuff. But yeah, that's pretty much kind of based on a real... There was a real robbery that took place a few years before that.
You know, Michael Mann's movies are all like that. I mean, Collateral was sort of based on a true story, too, because that actually did... They reference that in the movie. They talk about, wasn't there that... And that actually happened.
Hmm.
Except the way they do it in the movie is they don't know for sure, whereas in real life they do know for sure. It was a Batman. Because you don't think... I mean, it sounds like something out of a movie, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But when they say it in a movie, it sounds like the reality, which is kind of weird. It gave the movie a little more credibility by doing it. It's kind of strange.
I'll give it 2 stars for nostalgia.
Damn.
2 stars. You're giving it 2 stars out of 10.
That's harsh.
Well, the TV show was never...
2 stars out of 10.
It's just because you're
for nostalgia.
Didn't you like Grand Theft Auto Vice City?
Yeah, but that's appealing to me.
Okay, moving on. I'm really curious about this one, too. This is another one. Lady in the Water.
Mm.
Director M... I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Do you?
Shyamalan. M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan. Director M. Night Shyamalan, who usually has a unique penchant for Gordian plot twists, takes a break of sorts with this film. A group of tenants and their super, Paul Giamatti, discover a mysterious figure in their pool, who is actually a fairy tale character trying to make her way back to a fictitious world.
I'll check it out.
I'll download it when I get home.
It's M. Night Shyamalan, so...
Shyman?
Hyman.
Oh.
I'll give it six.
It's going to be well-directed. You know it's going to be well-directed.
I'll give it 5 stars because I'm skeptical because he's kind of disappointing in The Village.
Yeah, and you know what? Her character is Story, her name.
That's cool.
Usually he's a little more subtle than that. So.
Well, I think he's kind of reeling back from the flop that was The Village.
Yeah, The Village wasn't really that bad.
Well, it's just that it was kind of either one or two things when you first saw the movie. You either thought that it was a somewhere place, it was modern times, but yet backwoods. Or either you thought they were Quakers.
I already knew the ending, so maybe that's why I liked it.
I figured it out. I know no one had told me the secret ending, so I was like, huh, and I bet this. And I was like, oh, man, that is it? Oh, that's so lame. Okay, just for the hell of it. John Tucker Must Die. Do you guys know about this movie?
Never heard of it.
I've seen it enough.
It's one of the couple movies that are out right now. Like, My Super Ex-Girlfriend is another one that I was really intrigued by the plot. I was like, oh, that could be so good. But in every case with these movies I've been reading about lately where I'm like, oh, that could be so good. I read the plot and I go, they really could have done that so much better. Why didn't they do it the good way? That just screams into mind, hey, do it this way. So this is John Tucker Must Die. I'm giving you all that review before I even got to the movie. Hell hath no fury like three high school girls scorned. The girls team up for revenge when they find out that they share the same cheating boyfriend. Their way of getting back at the unfaithful jerk? Setting him up with a fourth girl to break his heart. But could their plan backfire? Now see, here's my problem. Remember how I said the most obvious way? Just off the name. They could have done the movie where the three girls conspire to kill him. That would have been entertaining as a dark comedy, a Heathers kind of way. Mm-hmm. Which you haven't seen Heathers yet. That's another one you need to see. But the thing is, what you don't know, which isn't in that capsule, is that they're all from the three different parts of the school hierarchy. You know, like one's the nerdy chicks, one's a cheerleader, one's like the all-around perfect, you know, good girl who's kind of in between. And then the fourth girl is an outsider. And, you know, they all three try to get revenge on him. And then, you know, she ends up, like, showing him the way. And, of course, she probably falls in love with him and turns on them. And, you know, then there's probably, like, a joke ending where she finds out, oh, no, he's actually cheating on me. We're setting him up for the sequel. I would be much more amused if the three of them were trying to actually physically kill him. They all failed, and then she came up and showed him like how to genuinely do it. Mm-hmm. And then it became this moral dilemma about them actually like getting to that moment.
That's
where they
way
had
too
really...
deep, dude.
But that's kind of, you know, Heathers kind of touched on that type of stuff.
Heathers is an anomaly.
But a movie like Heathers could not be made today. Yeah. People are too skittish about the idea of associating school, especially high school, with any sort of violence.
Yeah, somebody can make it.
So
John Waters can make a movie like that.
So yeah, any stars based on?
I'll give it 4 stars, one for each of the girls because they're probably all hot.
I'm gonna give it 2. I have really low expectations.
I'm giving it Stardust.
The Katamari perspective.
because I think it's just complete other crap.
The title is probably the best thing about the movie.
Well, you should give it 3 stars then.
I'll give it 3.
That's why I gave it Stardust. Because of the title.
So let's go to our next song.
Do you want to play one? Can I play one?
Can I choose one?
Yeah. He's the guest.
Okay, go ahead.
We'll do Chiodos.
I mean, you can do whatever you want, really.
Compromise of 1984.
Okay.
It'll probably be the most different thing that most listeners have heard because it is two-step hardcore.
Oh, okay, great. We'll be right back. honestly, I thought that was pretty cool. I've never heard a hardcore band use like a drum machine and keyboard like that before, so I kind of like that element to it.
Yeah, Chiodos is a different band. They're not the typical hardcore band. They're actually supposed to play Augusta one time, and then their van broke down, and they were unable to make it.
Wow, a band whose van broke down.
Yeah, how typical is that? But hopefully they'll get to make it someday.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed podcast number 9. We'll have to do something special next week with it being number 10. Technically, this is number 10, but who's counting?
Jesus.
Let's play the little email-y thing again.
Hi, kids. Please remember to send all emails to SirMildredPierce@gmail.com and EBAOFVN@gmail.com.
I would like to pimp my brand new mix, EBA Mix CD Volume 3, the Shapeless Mass Mix CD. This one's the special all, mainly gangster rap, but all hip-hop, Fuck the Police version. It's 70-plus minutes of policeman's love. How much I love police.
Cool. Yeah.
So check it out. You can download it at blintwell.com under the name EBA.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to the normal bunch. Skeletor 1, Big P, Mikey P, whichever he wants to go by, P.
Yeah.
I just know that if he was to ride on Skeletor's motorcycle, they'd be popping wheelies all day long.
Yeah, big up to the usual people. Have to shout out to Dave every episode. LL Cool J, stop riding his own bird. So big shout out to Aaron and Big Bird.
Your sister?
No, different Aaron.
And then there's.
But hi, Aaron, my sister too. Why not? Sure. Hey, my brother-in-law. So happy birthday, Brian. Any shout-outs, Mr. Pierce?
I'll give a shout out to He-Man, since we're giving a shout out to Skeletor. You know. So.
Sadly, there's no He-Man.
Skeletor is gonna rub you out.
Yes.
He's gonna hop in his ride. He's gonna grab his gat and smoke you in a drive-by.
Do you listen to what?
Not yet, but he probably should. Yep, that's pretty much it. Podcast number 9.
Number 9.
Check it out. Turntable Trickery by yours truly. Enjoy.
That and you did the nasty and the pasty.
What the hell are you talking about?